This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying he overruled Vice President Mike Pence and other administration officials about hosting the Taliban at Camp David for peace talks. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
Trump says a White House meeting with the Taliban would have been a step too far, but he thought Camp David would be good and still does. The president says after a Taliban attack last Thursday killed a U.S. soldier and 11 other people, it was he alone who decided to scrap the peace talks.
It was my idea, and it was my idea to terminate it. I didn't discuss it with anybody else.
The Taliban are warning that American troops will suffer more than anyone else with the president's abrupt cancellation of the peace talks. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Trump administration says the number of migrants intercepted along the southern U.S. border fell 22% in August and credited the drop to greater cooperation with Mexico. Still, as VOA's Laritza Hoke explains, administration officials believe more progress could be made.
The administration has blamed federal courts for blocking efforts to curb illegal immigration.
I'm frustrated. The unprecedented judicial activism that we've experienced every single time that this administration comes up with what we believe is a legal rule or policy that we really believe that will address this crisis, we end up getting enjoined. It's very, very frustrating, but we're just going to keep going.
Mark Morgan, acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, told reporters Monday that the administration has made great progress in securing the border despite the obstacles. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea fired two unknown projectiles Tuesday, hours after Pyongyang said it is willing to reopen denuclearization talks with the United States. The projectiles were fired from South Pyongyang province. This is VOA News. The New York Times